you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. A weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Wait, Randy Hayes? You mean that old geezer still on the radio? Yes, I am. And I'm proud of it, too. Can't get rid of me that easy. Of course, there have been quite a few people who wanted to get rid of me over the years. Mostly my competition. And I say that with a certain amount of pride, actually. Well, stop and think about it a minute. When your competition wants you to go away, you must be doing something right. You know, in fact, I can remember I was the morning man at X Rock 80 in El Paso back in the 70s, and we absolutely turned the ratings upside down in less than a year. So when I took a job in Dallas a few months later, the guy who had worked on one of the other stations in El Paso called me, and he thanked me for leaving town. I mean, that's when you know you've done something significant, when your chief competitor thanks you for leaving town. So, yeah, I'm a geezer, but I'm still in town, and I'm still on the radio, and I'm proud of it, too. You know, I think part of it is I just can't break the habit of getting up early, although I'll admit I don't get up at 3 a.m. anymore, thank goodness. Holy smoke. Wait, no, that was last week's show, Randy. Holy moly. Getting up at 3 a.m. 5 days a week, that's just inhuman. But the good Lord knows I did it for 35 years. And I guess I'd do it again for the right job. But for the time being, I rather enjoy sleeping until the sun comes up. You know, like most reasonable people do. However, I do feel my age from time to time, and this past week was a good example of that. Yeah, a few days ago, we lost our refrigerator here at Edgewater Studios, where we produce the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. And of course, that meant we didn't have filtered cold water to drink from the fridge for a while. My darling baby daughter, Skylar, said, "Daddy, just don't drink the tap water." I looked at her like she was crazy, and I said, "Don't drink the tap water? Why the heck not? You act like it's poisoned or something just because it didn't go through a filter in the refrigerator?" I can't believe young people think drinking water straight out of the tap is somehow dangerous or something. Frankly, when I was a kid, that was the only way we drank water, right straight out of the tap. I can remember playing outside as a child, and we didn't even bother to go inside to get a drink of water. We'd just turn on the faucet and drink right straight out of the water hose. And I lived to be 70 so far, so it couldn't have been too bad for me, right? I guess I'm just showing my age here, but it's a little disturbing to me that advertising has made bottled water so essential in society that young people have decided drinking water right straight out of the tap is some kind of health hazard. That's just crazy. And yes, to answer your question, I did. I drank water straight from the tap until I got access to another refrigerator with filtered drinking water. Good grief. We don't live in Flint, Michigan, people, for crying out loud. And again, I might just be showing my age here, but I think that's just one example of how far we've bent over backwards in the name of safety in the last few years. Take bicycle helmets as an example. Up until just a few years ago, you almost never saw anyone wearing a safety helmet while riding a bicycle, unless they were a professional bike racer. Heck, when I was a kid, we'd never even heard of bicycle helmets. And if anybody in our circle of friends had shown up wearing one, he would have been laughed right out of town.
"Hey, Beavis, did you know you have a turtle on your head?"
And don't get me wrong now. I'm all for safety, so I'm not opposed to kids wearing bicycle helmets. That's not my point. But nobody, I mean absolutely nobody, wore bicycle helmets when I was a youngster. And I didn't know anybody, not one person, who sustained a serious head injury from falling off a bicycle. Now, I knew one numbnut who broke his arm falling off his bike, but his head was just fine. Again, I'm not saying people shouldn't wear helmets while they ride bicycles. I'm just pointing out how society can go overboard in the name of safety. Now, I know, there have been people who were gravely injured in bicycle accidents. But you gotta admit, unless it involved a motor vehicle, there haven't been very many cycling accidents that resulted in life-threatening head injuries. And I've had a couple of bad bike accidents. I just think we can get a little carried away with this obsession over safety sometimes. So, live dangerously. Drink water straight from the tap. But whatever you do, stay hydrated. We used to just say, gee, I'm thirsty. But now it's a medical condition, and we need to keep track of exactly how many ounces of water we consume and balance it out against how hot it is outside. Dang, don't most of us live inside anyway? You know, under the air conditioning? But don't get me wrong. I exercise pretty rigorously in the heat, and I fully understand the importance of replenishing bodily fluids. But does the water have to be in a plastic bottle to get the job done? I don't think so. And I can't believe people have been so programmed by advertising that they think drinking tap water is unhealthy. Besides, there are lots of other things to drink. And you know, it's timely that I mentioned that, because that just happens to be the topic for today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Yes, I did. I promised that we'd talk about grilling on every show this month, since June is National Grilling Month, and we'll most certainly do just exactly that. But you gotta admit, standing outside next to a red-hot grill in the dead of summer, in the state of Texas, that means you'd better be drinking something, my man. I mean, after all, you gotta keep yourself hydrated. Gee, I thought I was just thirsty. Now, as I've said several times before on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, I gave up the devil water a long time ago. 21 years and 12 days ago, as a matter of fact. But who's counting, right? But just because I quit drinking alcohol doesn't mean I'm opposed to other people doing it. No, I'm not one of those people. I don't have a problem with it, so long as you imbibe responsibly. Yet, see, there's another one right there. Whatever happened to just, hold your liquor, Larry? Oh, well, I guess I'm showing my age again. But you know, in the grand scheme of things, other people drinking alcohol is really not a concern of mine. In fact, it could be downright entertaining sometimes. I can't tell you how many times I've watched a drunk make a total fool of himself, and I've thought to myself, wow, that was me 20 years ago. 21 years and 12 days. No, I'm perfectly satisfied in my sobriety, thank you very much. And I don't begrudge anybody who wants to indulge in inebriation, if you will. And boy, there are certainly a myriad of alcoholic alternatives, aren't there? When I was still drinking, I was happy with a cold Corona with a slice of lime, or maybe a glass of Jack Daniels over ice. But beer and wine and cocktails, they've all become fashion statements since I went on the wagon. And that's why it's important to get your facts straight. I mean, get your facts straight. I guess some old habits just die hard, don't they? So to help us get our facts straight, we're going to talk to one of the most knowledgeable experts on all things alcohol, our old friend Bear Dalton, who's the fine wine buyer over at Specs Wine Spirits and Finer Foods. Specs was a longtime advertiser when I was Irv Harrigan on the Hudson and Harrigan Show, so Bear and I have been good friends for decades, actually. And candidly, I think Bear is a Houston treasure. He's a legend. I mean, the guy not only knows virtually everything there is to know about alcoholic beverages and how to pair them up with good food, but he's also an outstanding amateur chef. And we'll tap into all three of those areas when we talk to him in the first two segments of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show today. Plus, as always, will also share a few laughs and some good tips on some good drinks with my old on-air partner from our days as Hudson and Harrigan, Fred Olson. He'll be in the last segment of the show, as usual. So, the old geezer is back on the radio again. And believe it or not, it's still National Grilling Month. But this is our last chance to make the most of it, so belly up to the bar and let the good times roll. Nah, don't worry. I'm not going to sing. No, I'm way too sober to fall into that trap.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Given the topic of the show today, there is no better qualified guest than this one right here. It is Bear Dalton of Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Welcome back to the show, Bear.
Thank you. It's good to be back on with you.
I was talking to somebody the other day. We were talking about the finer points of making margaritas. And you gave us some great insights into that just a few months ago on the show. But the person to whom I was speaking asked me a question about you, and I didn't know the answer. So I told them that I would ask you the next time we talked.
Okay.
So where did you get the name Bear?
I was working at the mason jar way back when, and some guys that worked in the kitchen, the Hispanic kitchen crew, called me Oso. And when the white boys working at the mason jar as waiters and whatnot found out what Oso, heard Oso, they found out that it meant bear, and it's kind of stuck since then.
Do you feel comfortable sharing your legal first name with us?
Oh, Charles. Ah. My mother calls me Charles. I don't answer to it unless it's her voice.
Well, I can relate to this line of questioning because, you know, I went by the name Irving Harrigan for many years, and I don't look the least bit Jewish. As a matter of fact, I'll never forget the first time I met the legendary Irv Marks of I.W. Marks Jewelers, and I said, "Hi, I'm Irv Harrigan." He kind of looked at me sideways, and he said, "When was your bar mitzvah, boy?"
Well, Harrigan sounds more Irish to me, but that's just me.
Well, there's a story behind that, too. Yeah. The guy who owned the old radio station where I worked loved Mad Magazine back in the 50s. And every St. Patrick's Day, Mad Magazine would put a picture of Alfred E. Newman, very Jewish, on the cover dressed as a leprechaun. And then they would call him Irving Harrigan, making fun of Iro-Hebrew, you know. And so my persona for 30 years on the radio was the result of a Mad Magazine cartoon.
Now, I had no idea where the name came from, but we all have a backstory, don't we?
But, you know, even Irving Harrigan is not the most unusual air name I've ever heard. I had a boss back at that same old radio station named Rick Candia, and he decided one day that he was going to name one of our traffic reporters Alan Parkway.
Oh, good Lord. Hope that didn't last too long.
No, it didn't. I guess we could name the store manager there at Specs Smith Street, couldn't we?
Ryan might not like that.
Okay, enough of that. Name calling aside, so, Bear has been on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show several times, but for those who haven't heard those appearances, tell us briefly what your job title is and your job description, too.
Well, I'm a fine wine buyer at Specs. And a lot of people think that means that I eat and drink for a living, and there's a certain amount of that that goes on. I do taste a lot. I taste about 9,000 wines a year.
Wow.
Which, you know, could be some kind of a record, who knows. Anyway, but because I taste about 9,000 wines a year, I probably taste as much good wine as anyone, but I probably taste as much bad wine as anyone as well, and that keeps y'all, you know, the customer, from having to taste the bad stuff. And that kind of plays into, you know, your topic for...
Well, let's just go ahead and tell everybody what the topic is for today's edition of the show. We're calling it Hydrate for National Grilling Month. And as we said a minute ago, there's no better qualified guest for that topic than Bear Dalton.
Well...
But so let's start out there with wines. Which wines are best suited for hot summer months?
Well, I'll throw something at you a little different from a food standpoint first and get into the wine from there.
Okay.
In the summertime, we eat different. And I remember this from growing up in Houston. I'm a native Houstonian, and my parents are native Houstonians. And we always ate lighter foods, more vegetables, more fish during the summer. And in the winter, we ate more beef and potatoes and, you know, heartier stick to your ribs kind of stuff. Yeah, it's a different kind of eating during the summer. We eat a lot more salads. And when you change the food that you're eating, you also kind of, for me at least, I change the wine that I'm drinking as well. In the winter, I'm going to drink a lot of Cabernet and Zinfandel and Red Bordeaux and stuff like that. And in the summertime, I'm tending to drink more Pinot Noir and more Burgundy for red wine. And I introduce a lot more white wine into the mix as well. We drank Sancerre and Pouilly Fumé. We drank some Rieslings from Germany. We drink some lighter weight white wines from Spain, like Albariño, and we tend to go with lighter and cooler. And those reds that I mentioned, Pinot Noir especially, but also even Grenache-based reds, can be cooled down a little bit. And you can actually serve them at 50 to 55 degrees, so that makes them cooler and more refreshing. And of course, during the summer, we also tend to drink a lot more rosé. And there's really two kinds of rosés that are out there. You've got what I call beach rosé, which is the really pale, really lightweight stuff that's very popular on the East Coast right now, but has a big following as sort of a pool or porch wine for Houston. And then you have more what I call food rosés, which tend to be a little darker in color. They're more like the rosés that we had 20 years ago in terms of color, but very precise flavors, delicious, with a wide range of foods. We're having a dinner party in a couple of weeks, and I'm making paella for the dinner party.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have rosé for the people to drink at the dinner party, but I'll also have red wine, cool red wine, for people to drink at the dinner party to go with the paella, and they can choose either the rosé or the red. And we're actually making two paellas. We're making a seafood paella and what I call snails and quails, which is more of a traditional sort of paella the way it originally started off way back when. And that's kind of a summertime food. That's something you cook outside on the grill. You know, it's cooked in a pan, but still it's you do it outside on the grill, and it's what I call guy food. I remember the first time my grandfather made gumbo, it was his gumbo, not my grandmother's gumbo. And I remember, you know, watching him do that and kind of go through the male way of cooking as opposed to the grandma way of cooking.
Okay, and now explain that.
Guy food?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard it described. He didn't use this term, but I've heard some of my Western Louisiana friends describe gumbo cooking as if women make gumbo, they cook gumbo, and if men make gumbo, they build gumbo. and so you know, the guy will have the tables with all the different ingredients and everything on it that he's going to use. And I do the same thing when I make paella. I've got all the ingredients laid out in bowls or containers or whatever, and you start kind of, as you're cooking, you're assembling it, you're building it. And I think men look at, a lot of men look at cooking as the sort of outdoor cooking is their domain. And they tend to build things, and some of them tend to be pretty demanding as far as, hey, darling, can you bring me this? Hey, darling, can you bring me that? Because they don't want to be going in and out all the time, so they got their wife going in and out bringing them stuff. I'm a little more self-reliant than that. I do all my prep and whatnot.
Well, I'm much more into self-preservation. If I asked my wife to do that, you'd be sending flowers to the funeral home.
Yeah. Usually it's, hey, baby, can I pour you another glass of wine? So that's how it works at my house anyway. So when you change your food for the summertime, you change your drink too.
Mm-hmm.
And so from a wine standpoint, there is a sort of canon of wines that we tend to drink more of during the summer, and rosés and the Rieslings, things like that are cooler, that have a higher level of acidity, or what we would say they're crisp, right? Or fresh tasting. Those are the two euphemisms for acidity, is crispness or freshness. Those Rieslings and maybe even some Sauvignon Blancs, like from Sancerre, or even simple dry white Bordeaux that sells for around $10 or $12 a bottle. All of those things are that fresh, refreshing sort of flavor that you want for, you know, more of a summer thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that Sauvignon Blanc especially, the white Bordeaux and the Sancerre, those kind of Sauvignon Blancs tend to work really well with a lot of vegetable dishes. And so if you're eating a lot more vegetables during the summer, or eating a lot more salads during the summer, those kind of things can work really well. I tend to drink the food rosés more than the beach rosés. You don't want to see this body on a beach. but you know, that's just because I'm tending, when I drink wine, I tend to drink wine with food. It's part of the meal.
Now, we've talked about this before, Bear, but for new listeners, Bear is the fine wine buyer at Specs, but that doesn't mean he never drinks beer or that he doesn't know anything about it. So in this next segment, we want to talk about beer to hydrate for National Grilling Month, okay?
All right.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We are honored to be hosting Bear Dalton on the show today. He is the fine wine buyer at Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods at 2400 Smith Street downtown and in your neighborhood. How'd I do?
Perfect.
Bear, tell us how you got into this line of work. Did you get any special training or education?
You know, when I was in school, I started the U of H when I was 17, and I came from a family that didn't really drink, you know, at home. But somehow or another, I wound up on the bar committee at the fraternity. I learned how to bartend. And just before I turned 18, I got my first job as a bartender. They didn't know I wasn't 18. and I was bartending, and I would get home at night at about the same time that some of the guys that were in the frat who worked in restaurants would get home, and sometimes they would bring wine home with them, and I started tasting wine. And this was bottles of wine that people had left, you know, a quarter of the bottle or a little bit on the table, whatever, and they'd bring it home and to taste. And so I started tasting wine, and it was an eye-opener for me. I'd never had anything like wine before. And I got interested in it and started, you know, reading up on it, learning about it. And by the time I was 19, I had my first job as a sommelier at the old rotisserie for Beef and Bird. And I've been professionally involved in wine since then.
So you don't just really get a bachelor's degree in wine buying from Rice University. Though I guess if they were really going to give a college degree for wine buying, it would more likely be SMU. They play football with their pinky fingers stuck up in the air.
Yeah.
Like they're taking high tea with the queen, right?
Well, but you know that U of H has that hotel school now.
True.
And they have people that go through there with an emphasis on beverage, and we're getting some professionals out of the University of Houston who are, you know, moving into the wine business and doing a good job. Texas Tech also has a wine education program. And A&M, through their ag stuff, has some wine intensive information and some good classes on wine and the wine business up there. And if you don't want to go through the university system but still want to get a certification and learn about wine, there's a great program out of the United Kingdom called Wine and Spirits Education Trust, WSET.
Wow.
And they offer certifications all the way up to a diploma level, which is the equivalent of a bachelor's degree in wine. And then once you're at the diploma level, you can actually then study up and take a test to become a master of wine, which is very much from a professional qualification like having a master's degree in wine.
Wow. Well, you mentioned A&M. My favorite Texas Aggie, Jim Bob Jumpback, once said, "I buy wine in a box. If you want the good stuff, you got to pay for it."
Well, the boxes have 12 bottles in them. The boxes I buy have 12 bottles in them.
But anyway, we wanted to talk about beer for just a minute.
All right.
You do know a bit about cold beer. Tell us your story on that.
Well, when I was coming up in the wine business, there was an old saying that to make good wine, you have to drink a lot of beer. and the guys that I was coming up with, we always felt like to sell good wine, you had to drink a lot of beer. And I was getting my hair cut one day. As you well know, I don't really have to get my hair cut all that often anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
But back in the day, and I noticed that my bartender was selling the old Coke machine that he had. Excuse me, my bartender, my barber, was selling the old Coke machine that he had in his barber shop. And I said, "Why are you selling that? It still works really well." And he goes, "It only takes dimes." I said, "All right." So I bought it from him, put it in my living room, and put a beer mug full of dimes on it, and it was one of those that you pull the bottles out through the slots that line up on the side of the machine.
Right.
And we filled that sucker up with long neck beer, and all my friends would come over, and, you know, they knew that the beer mug had dimes in it, and they'd just get a dime out, put it in there, and get a beer out. And we were drinking Texas beer back, you know, a lot of Texas beer back then. Pearl for me was mother's milk. and we were drinking, you know, Pearl and Lone Star. And
Lone Star beer and Bob Wills music.
They go together. They do. We had a guy that I was friends with ran a PBR distributor, Pat Blue Ribbon distributor, so we had PBR in there. And and that was, you know, that was before the modern craft beer thing started up and whatnot. And you know, now when I talk to my son, who's 29 years old, and he tells me about what they're drinking, he's drinking St. Arnold's Lawnmower and, you know, some of the seasonal stuff that they make, and he's drinking Carbach. And I'll tell you, on the days when they release some of their hard-to-get stuff, the line out the door at Specs goes and wraps around the building.
Wow.
People are lined up before 10 o'clock in the morning. They know that that stuff's being released that day, and they're here in line, and some of it is limited, you know, down to just 1 6-pack or 2 6-packs per person because there's such demand for some of these new seasonal beers. And I think that, you know, I think that's fabulous, that you're getting more distinctive flavors and something that's more like, you know, what beer drinking is in the UK or in Europe.
Yeah.
is kind of coming to the forefront here.
Well, before we run out of time in this segment altogether, hydrate for National Grilling Month, let's talk about cocktails.
There you go.
Weekend mornings often begin with Bloody Marys, so let's talk about Bloody Marys for a minute. Give us a good recipe real quickly now, Bear, for a Bloody Mary.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, if you'd asked me that question a couple of years ago, I would have started with V8 juice.
Yeah.
But now I'm juicing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm making my own vegetable juices and whatnot. But tomato juice, you know, is the place to start. The thing about Bloody Marys is it's almost transcended being a cocktail and become a meal if you look at some of the ways some of these Bloody Marys are garnished these days.
Absolutely.
I actually saw one with a whole chicken as part of the garnish for
That takes me back to Firesign Theater. Put down that chicken.
Yeah, you know, and it's a funny thing because my wife especially really likes a good Bloody Mary, and she doesn't want it, you know, too spicy. She wants to be able to taste tomato juice in it. If it's got a little beef bouillon mixed in there or a little bit of Worcestershire sauce mixed in there, she's pretty happy with that. You get it, you know, too much Tabasco in there, and she's not terribly interested at that point. And I think that one of the trends that we see with bartenders these days is they're going so much for the big drink to attract attention that sometimes they're kind of overwhelming the customer. And I'm sure that back in your Hudson and Harrigan days that you had to be a celebrity judge at chili cook-offs or barbecue cook-offs and whatnot.
Sure.
And you probably tasted some competition chili that got your attention, but maybe it wasn't the chili that you really wanted to eat at home.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think sometimes with drinks, with the sort of revitalization of the cocktail and whatnot, that there are some drinks, I'm not saying all of them, but there are some drinks out there that are sort of overdone to the point where it's like competition chili. And I know some people who do competition chili and they don't eat that stuff at home either. You know, they want something that you don't want to eat a bite or two of. They want something you want to eat a bowl or two of.
Right.
And I think with drinks, sometimes with Bloody Marys, you can go overboard. I'll tell you, there's one drink that's a summertime drink that is really enjoying a huge comeback right now, and that's sangria. We're seeing prepared sangria selling really, really well, and more interested in it, and interested in not just red sangria, but also in white sangria and even rosé-based sangria, and some sangrias that have a little bit more sparkle to them, too, that are almost like sparkling wine versions of sangria. And those are all prepared and easy, readily available to buy. But there's also, a lot of restaurants that are making house sangrias that they're marketing, you know, in the restaurants now. And I recently competed and actually won in a sangria throwdown, the sangria competition.
Of course you did.
I competed 2 years ago and won the Judge's Choice and the People's Choice Award 2 years ago. And this year I hit for the cycle. I got third place in Most Creative, second place in People's Choice, and first place in Judge's Choice.
Well, we have run out of time again, and we didn't even get around to daiquiris or pina coladas or tequila sunrises. I told you this guy has never stopped when it comes to talking about the way to prepare alcoholic beverages.
Yes, sir.
I guess that's why he works for Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods at 2400 Smith Street downtown and in your neighborhood. He is Bear Dalton, frequent guest here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Always a joy, my friend. Next time we get together, I'm going to tell you how I got the air name Jack Frost.
Oh, goodness. That'll be a good story to hear.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
The conversation seems to flow oh so freely whenever we talk to my old radio buddy from the Hudson and Harrigan Show, Fred Olson. How are things out on the Texas prairie, my pal?
Why, they're wonderful out here. The grass is tall and the garden is doing great. And why am I talking like this?
I don't know.
I don't know. Stop that. Stop that.
Well, back here in the big city, we're just happy when the skies are blue and the lights are green. But you don't have a whole lot of traffic lights out there, do you?
No, and that's another blessing of being in the country. Very little noise.
Very little ambient light, so you can actually see the stars at night, and peace and quiet. We love it.
Well, here in Houston, green still means go, yellow means just ignore me, and red means you may start texting now.
I like that.
Sometimes I think they need to install an air horn that'll go off when the traffic light turns green, just so the drivers will look up from their phones long enough to realize it's time to go.
Isn't that something? You know, I really saw some kind of inspiration the other day, and it was, was it Dallas Willard, Timothy Keller, one of these guys, great writers about spiritual stuff, and he said he checks his phone probably 110 times a day. He thinks that's the average, and he said after months of really looking into it, he realizes why we check it so often. You know why?
Why?
No, I'm serious. Not a joke. Is we want some good news. We're looking for some kind of good news in our lives. And even if we're checking it every 10 seconds going, has the weather changed? Has the weather changed? Has the weather changed? We're all looking for some good news. And I thought that was an interesting take. Because why do we look at it? Why are we so? And I do it. I mean, I'm not, you know, exempt from this. I mean, we get a dopamine rush every time we get a text. It's like, oh, what is that? I hope it's good news.
Well, you're always good news around here, buddy.
Well, thank you.
But I do think they should change those big signs that say text, drive, go to jail, and change it to say text, drive, sit through a green light, you big dummy. Well, anyway, we ended last week's show talking about the smoker attachment that you got for your outdoor grill. You talked about that a couple of weeks ago, but we've never heard the story. So fill us in. Have you hooked it up yet?
Yes, and my wife loves it. She says this cooker is the greatest thing we've ever bought. it's a pellet smoker, but and I found a place locally here who sells like pecan and hickory and alder if you want to smoke fish, and of course mesquite and oak and things like that. And I love the smell of hickory. I don't know if you, people who are stick burners, man, you like those. Smell of hickory is special. So what we did, Bev makes salsa about every other year, and she hadn't really been that fond of it. I think it's great, but she's not nuts about it. So this year I said, well, let's smoke the tomatoes. So we put three racks of tomatoes in there, smoked for about 2 hours with hickory. It sounds like a lot, but when you pull them out and you mix them in with your usual salsa, and she makes a salsa that she'll put, of course, a lot of garlic in it and some cilantro, cumin, stuff like whatever, you know, onion and all the stuff you would put in it. And this year it has been exceptional because of that smokiness you get from those tomatoes. So, yeah, we're loving it. We're in heaven out here as far as salsa, and the garden is crazy good this year for us. So.
Well, first of all, when can we expect our complimentary jar of salsa to arrive in the mail?
I don't know if I'd trust it in the U.S. Postal Service because someone would smell it and they'd steal it.
Well, you mentioned your garden.
Yeah.
And it's Eat All Your Veggies Month, and you and I don't have to be encouraged to do that. We love our vegetables, but it does raise the subject of what's going on in the garden. Well, you got lots of tomatoes. What else is good?
Oh, hold on a second. Honey? How much was that, the biggest tomato?
1 pound, 4 ounces.
Her biggest tomato this year is so far 1 pound, 4 ounces.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a big tomato. It's called a 444. I think they come out of A&M, and they're amazing. So what else we got? We got okra. We got okra to cut today. We've got we have beans, a lot of cucumbers. She's been putting up pickles like crazy. What else do we have?
Well, let's just talk about a couple of them. Let's talk about okra. First of all, I love fried okra. Do you guys ever fry okra?
We haven't. You know, as much as I love fried food, we don't eat a ton of it. But what she does, she'll slice them kind of diagonally and season them real good and put them in the oven.
Ah.
And crisp them up, man. And they're really good that way.
Yeah, I can remember my mother doing that. But what else? What else did you mention? Green beans, right? How do you prepare green beans?
We pop them and snap them and just cook them very simply. You know, out of the garden, they're just better. They aren't frozen and transported by train or truck. So we just keep them real simple. I like, you know, salt and pepper and a little bit of butter on them. Now I'm getting hungry, man. I haven't had breakfast yet.
Now, my wife likes to steam broccoli and asparagus because they're so healthy and all. But I, as I mentioned, I do love fried okra. My grandson loves fried okra because he can just pop them in his mouth one at a time.
I think the best way, because in gumbo, they get a little slimy for me.
Yeah. But they slide down so easily.
That's a great word, slimy. But if you bake them, there's some stuff I saw. What is it called? Oven magic? Is it some kind of coating or something? You can bake things and they taste crisp. I don't know.
Well, there's no use in trying to deny it any longer. Summer has arrived in full force. So today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is titled Hydrate for National Grilling Month, because it is still National Grilling Month for a couple of more days anyway. But for the last few weeks, we focused on things like chicken and seafood and fish. So now it's time to talk about the perfect beverage to pair up with those entrees. By the way, we talked to Bear Dalton over at Specs, and he said to tell you hello.
Good man there.
Yeah. But first of all, how often do you and Bev feature alcohol with a meal that you prepare at home, specifically the evening meal?
So if we have people over, we kind of put out what our friends would like. You almost create like kind of a bar. You put ice and you give everybody their first cocktail. After that, you just go, here's where it is. feel free. No, that's what I like doing it that way. So what do we prepare? The other day we actually made Bloody Marys with homemade tomato juice.
Mm.
So it's different. And then you add your little spices to it. And that was pretty darn good. What else? We've had friends make Moscow Mules.
Whoa. What's a Moscow Mule?
Moscow Mule is, if you're in the South, Jim Bob called Moscow Mule. it's ginger beer, lime, and vodka on ice.
Wow, that's pretty simple.
It is, and it has a kick to it.
I was going to say, and it also sounds deadly.
So be careful of that Moscow Mule. Like you said, two's too many, three's not enough, so be careful.
Let's try a couple of your favorite meals here. You've always liked steak, so what do you like to pair up beverage-wise with a steak?
With a steak, good red wine. And, of course, Specs is just loaded with great red wine. Red wine with a steak, I mean, that kind of fits. You know, in the summer, I like beer. I just do.
What's your favorite kind?
Gosh, that's such a loaded question. There's this beer out of West Texas called Terlingua Gold, and I can only find it in Schulenburg, of all places. And that's, you know, I put out the secret, and I'm going to buy it all, and I won't get any. It's a great ale, and of course, Carbach in Texas, which I don't know if that family owns it anymore. It may be part of a huge conglomerate. And don't sue me for saying that. I don't know.
I don't either.
But they have so many great types of beer. Shiner's got a gazillion types of beer, and I'm missing a lot of people's favorites. But there's so many now, you can't keep up with them.
And by the way, it's not a loaded question. It's a question of getting loaded.
Yeah, well, there's that. You got to be careful.
Speaking of which, Cindy and I went to the Eagles concert at Minute Maid Park last year. Let me just say that the levels of inebriation were truly impressive, Fred.
Really?
I told my wife on more than one occasion that I was deeply hopeful we would not be following some of those people home later that night.
Was it like the old days where they were all the old... You know, Bev bought me, oddly enough, Springsteen tickets years ago, back when it was still the Summit.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to that, and I will tell you, some kids never grow up.
Yeah.
And they were... I looked down at the crowd in the mosh pit. I went, they're like 55, 60 years old and just smoking pot, and it's crazy.
Yeah, it was, as I said in the monologue later that week, old hippie night at Minute Maid Park.
Well, it's like going to one of Jimmy Buffett concerts, man. They're fun just to go, just to watch everybody.
Absolutely. People watching is almost as much fun as concert watching. Well, buddy, the old prairie grass out there don't mow itself, does it?
No, and it's growing really fast, and I'm watching the cows just enjoy playing with each other over in that tall grass right now.
So get out there on that tractor and make some noise, cowboy.
Well, when the grass dries out, it will. Otherwise, now it'd be a huge clump underneath that thing. Kind of wet.
I love you, pal. Best of Bev. Let's talk next week.
I love you too, brother, and best to everybody in your beautiful family.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Out.
How's about cooking something up with me?